You're holding Daf Lamed Zayin Nomer Aleph holding. Lamed Zayin. You're in the middle of the shaila about Rabbi Yehuda said a shito that a shavuya he held his mutter. He held a Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim. We don't have to be afraid the goyim live with her, and therefore she's still mutter lakuna. Now the Moreh Sakash, is that true? On top. The sabri of Yehuda, the truth that Rabbi Yehuda holds the shito, that bigdushasa kaima, that a girl that was captured by the goyim, we still say she's kodesh, means that the goyim did not live with her, and therefore she's still mutter to get married to a kohen. Is that true? Is that Rabbi Yehuda shito? If you are Tanya, we learn like this: hagiyores shenizgairo. If you have a girl that was first a goya, and then she became a Jew, she was nizgairo. So lechur is v'ruas adam, and she sees dam. Rashi says boy bayoyim. As an older girl, could be a lady, she's nizgai, she became a Jew, and today when she became a Jew, she saw dam. She saw dam that gave her a din tumas dam nida. Now the lechur is a goy doesn't have any din tumas nida. If a goy sees dam, it's not called dam nida. Now the meaner is if she touches kachim, not mitzav, doesn't become tamei. But now that she's a Jew and she saw dam, she has tumas neither on her, so she's not allowed to touch kachim. So locher is v'rosa dam. She saw dam today, the day she became a Jew. Is Rabbi Yehuda roime dayishosa? Rabbi Yehuda holds that locher is dayishosa means that she's only tamei from the time when she saw the dam right now. And let's say she was mezgaya 5 o'clock in the morning. Great, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And 6 o'clock in the afternoon she saw dam. So let's say she touched kachim before this, 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we don't say she was tummy then. Daya shosu means at the time when she found the dam, she's tummy from then on and not from before. Not like a regular Jewish girl. A regular Jewish girl, the locher is, like we'll soon see, that we say that matama miyes liyes, that midrabonim, they have a din tumor on them from a 24-hour period before they saw the dam. So Rabbi Yehuda hold that by a giyoreth they didn't make this gzera. Rabbi Yehuda roi medai yeshosa. So Rashi says that loigoz robo tumas neis lies letome tairish inogabim. They didn't make this gzera by a giyoreth. Mishas tfilo ad shas ria. Tafilo yotza dam zeh miyeso v'midu kaisa besarechem zeh atam shom eistez v'zmeis Yisrael haloi dam kananis kidam behema. That by a goy, there's no tumas nida. Therefore, they didn't make the gzera. Now, by a Jewish girl, they say 24 hours before, we're afraid like a daytime before, the dam came out of her makor, and therefore she really was tummy. But by a gyeris, we're not afraid of this, because she wasn't a goy, she wasn't a Jew 24 hours ago. Let it just be from the time she's a mizgayer, we don't make that. Since we don't make the old gzera, we don't make half of a gzera. But the kids of Yudis says, da yeshosa, that she has a dintum only from the time when she actually sees the dam. Rabbi Yossi says no. That harehi kachol hanoshim. She has a loch like any other Jewish girl. Umetama meyes leyes. That if she sees dam now, medrabonin, she's tamei from eis leyes, a 24-hour period from before. Or else mepkid lepkida. Let's say she made a bedika, she checked herself 5 hours ago, and she didn't see any dam. So we know for sure she's not tummy before that. And now she sees dam now, so she's only tummy mibkidu lebkidu since the last time she checked herself, which is 5 hours ago. So the kids, Rabbi Yossi says that a giyuris has the same malacha as a regular Bas Yisrael. Utsricha, another din is, utsricha lahamtin gimul chadoshim. That the giyuris, when she becomes a Jew now, she has to wait, she can't get married for 3 months. This is Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Notice we want to make sure to know that if she comes pregnant, we want to make sure the kid is a total Jew and not that it was from a goy. So therefore, we tell her for 3 months she can't get married. We want to check her out to make sure she's not pregnant, and then she gets married. But if it's a Jew, then we know for sure the kid is a good Jew. But otherwise, we have to be afraid. Maybe the kid was from a goy. So Rashi says, "Sri Chalamtin Gimma Chadoshim." Rashi says, "Shleitinoste she can't get married." Lahavchin, to tell the difference between Zera HaNizra B'Gdusha le Zera HaNizra Shlo B'Gdusha. Because we want to know Klor if she was pregnant from before when she was still a Shiksa from a Goya. So then we want to know what type of kid she has. So that's the Yehudi Shita holds. She has to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi Mate Lieres L'Nosa Miyad. Yossi says no. She's mutter to get married right away. Rashi says the common first time. Let the Gemara explain why. The Yosef is not afraid of Avchon here. We say as soon as she's misguided and she becomes a Jew, she's allowed to get married right away. So what's the kasha? The kasha here is, you see according to Rabbi Yehuda that a Giyaris, a girl that before when she was a guy, we are afraid she had Znus. We are afraid maybe she's pregnant. Therefore we tell her when she becomes a Jew now, she has to wait 3 months before she can get married. We want to check out to make sure she's not pregnant. So you see, we are afraid that she had Znus. So how could you say when a Jewish girl was captured by the Goyim, they didn't have Znus with her? So Gemara says, Pasha Domalei, Giyaris Ashruya Karamis. Are you asking the question? Our case before was a Shvuya. That means a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not afraid the Goyim live with her. But over here, we're talking about a Giyaris, a regular Shiksa, a regular Goya. Of course, she had Znus before. So therefore, now that she's Mizgan, she becomes a Jew, we want to make sure that she's not pregnant. So the Mara Giyaris led me to Renafsha. A Giyaris means before she was a Shiksa, she doesn't watch herself. So why do we have to be afraid she has Znus? And maybe she's pregnant. Ma'ashenken Shavuya, a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, is Menant Mintara. Nafsha, she watches herself. So since she watches herself, we're not afraid that the Goyim live with her. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So therefore, there's no steer on Rabbi Yehuda. A Jewish girl watches herself, we're not afraid the Goyim live with her. Ma'ashenken a Shiksa, Avada, she lived with men before. So by her, we're afraid maybe she's pregnant. In fact, the Gemara says, "V'romi shvuya shvuya." We'll ask the kasha now, shvuya and shvuya. The Tanya will learn like this: Hagiyoris v'hashvuya v'hashivcha. Any one of these three girls, three ladies, sheniftu, that they freed her. Now, the Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim and they freed her. V'shenes gairu, or else the goya became a Jew, she became a ger, or else v'shenes tachru, the shivcha became freed now. Is the Yisera Sal Bnei's Gil Moshan of Yenechod, if they became freed after they were 3 years old, the locker is Tzrichos Lahamten Gimel Chadoshim Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda himself holds that she has to wait now 3 months before she gets married. So you see what? Even though a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, Rav Yehuda is afraid that maybe the Goyim did live with her, and maybe she is pregnant. Therefore we say she has to wait 3 months. Skotakash and Rav Yehuda. Before we're saying Rav Yehuda says now Mishnah that a Shavuya, a Jewish girl that was captured, we're not afraid she lived with the Goyim. And here it says clearly she has to wait. So Rashi says, Tzrichas Lamtin, V'yafa Pisha Ktan Eini Mesaberis, Gzera Ktan Wata Gdela. Even though here we're only talking about she's over three, but she's still a Ktana. So Rashi still made the same Gzera. Even though a Ktana can't become pregnant, so why does she have to wait 3 months? There's a Gzera Ktana Wata Gdela. Just like by Gedolah, we tell them they have to wait 3 months. Who would then a Ketan also has to wait 3 months? Rabbi Yossi Matil Yeros L'Nosa Miyad. Yossi says no again. He's not afraid. They're not pregnant. They're allowed to get married right away. But I call upon him with the Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, though. That before Rabbi Yehuda said by Yeshuvuya, we're not afraid they'll be captured. That when they're captured by the Goyim, we're not afraid the Goyim will live with them. And over here it says we're afraid the Goyim, we say here, that she has to wait 3 months when she gets to get married. Because maybe she's pregnant, maybe the Goyim did live with her. So Takasha. The Gemara says, Ishtik, he kept quiet. He didn't answer. Omalei, he said back to him, Midi Shmilecho Abaho, did you hear anything about this? Omalei, he answered back, that Hochi Omer Rav Sheshis. This was Rav Sheshis, David Teretz, Shero Shenivolo. Here that Rav Yehuda says a Jewish girl that was captured, when she's freed, that she has to wait 3 months, we're talking about where the Goyim lived with her, the Goyim had Znus with her. So if we know that a Goy had Znus with her, then we have to wait 3 months. But Rav Yehuda the Mishnah talking about where nobody saw that a Goy had Znus with her. So then we're not afraid the Goyim lived with her. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Here that he says you have to wait 3 months is Sheruah Shenivula. Somebody saw clearly that she did have Znus with the Goyim. Therefore we're afraid maybe she's pregnant, she has to wait 3 months. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, my time in the Rabbi Yossi. If we're talking about where we have Edom, like people saw that she lived with a Goy, so then why does Rabbi Yossi say she doesn't have to wait 3 months? What's Rabbi Yossi's Svara then? The Chorus also should be a Svara of Havchana. That maybe she became pregnant from the Goy, so we have to know who the father is. On my rabbi said like this, Ksavar Rabbi Yossi holds, Isha mezana mishameshes b'moich. Shloite saber. Rabbi Yossi holds a svar on Isha, so it has nus. So she, what she does is, she puts a cotton there to wipe out the zera, to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. So Rashi learns mishameshes b'moich. Rashi says, noisenes moich li'achavila. After they have this nus, she puts cotton there. But she ever says zera, she takes out the zera. So the kids is she makes sure she doesn't become pregnant. That's Rabbi Yossi's svara. So the Zishi, even though we're afraid he has nus with the goyim, but still they're not pregnant, therefore they don't have to wait 3 months. So more stuff like this. Bishlei migiyaris, that's a good svara giyaris, a girl that wants to become Jewish now. Kiva the daita ligiyura, since she knows she wants to become a Jew, mintiranasha, she watches herself. And therefore Luisu, she does has nus, she makes sure she doesn't become pregnant, she'll be mashameshes, b'moich. Shvuya Nami, a girl, a Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim, most of the same thing. We're not afraid she became pregnant, because the loyoda hechid mamtolo, she doesn't know where she's going to end up. In other words, she's always hoping that maybe she'll be freed, a Jew will come into a Jewish hand, and they'll free her. So therefore, for sure, she doesn't want to come pregnant from the goyim. Therefore, she also, even if the goyim has this with her, right afterwards, she'll be meshamshes b'moich, she'll make sure she doesn't become pregnant. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, she can get married right away. We're not afraid that maybe she's pregnant. Shivcha Nami, a Shivcha also, the Shoma Mipi Moro, that she was talking about a Shivcha, she heard from a master that she's going to be freed. So we're talking about such a case that she heard from a master she's going to be freed. So also she makes sure she's not pregnant. She doesn't want to be pregnant now. She knows she's going to be freed soon. She'll become a regular like a Bas Yisrael. She'll be able to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael. So she watches herself not to become pregnant. That's good, these three cases, why we don't have to wait 3 months. Elo yoytze b'shein v'ayin ma'ikil ha'meimah. What's going to be a shivcha? Let's say her master punches her and knocks out her eye or knocks out her tooth. Now the loch rishi goes out freed. So here the master doesn't tell her about this before. And she never knew she was going to be freed. And all of a sudden in 1 second she becomes free. So in such a case here, why aren't we afraid? Maybe she has nus the last week, and maybe she's pregnant. How can Rabbi Yossi says mashma any shivcha? Whenever she becomes freed, she's allowed to get married right away. We don't tell her to wait 3 months. How can such a case? What's the svara? Here she was not meshameshes b'moich before because she thought she's going to stay a shivcha. She didn't know she's going to go out. Shein vayin stam. If the master punches out her eye or a tooth, she goes out free. But the master doesn't tell her about this beforehand. The chitayim. Maybe you want to tell me anichanami. That kol memelo lo yom Rav Yossi enichnami maybe. Maybe any times it happens memelo, it happens by itself that she goes out freed in a case like this, maybe then Rav Yossi holds, she does have to wait 3 months. Kol memelo, any time she comes out free by itself, where we don't say a svara, she checked, she watched herself before, maybe then we are afraid that she's pregnant, that she has to wait 3 months. So it's not like that. There's a case even of an anusa where a man was manis a girl, or mafuta talked her into it. To mamela, it happened all of a sudden. The Tanyan still we learned that anusa mafuta, in a case where a man was manis a girl or talked her into it having znus. Now, divrei Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda sheet all over, that you always have to wait 3 months. Anytime she has znus, we're always afraid maybe she's pregnant because of that, and we tell her before she gets married again, she has to wait 3 months to make sure we should tell her she's pregnant or not. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. But Rav Yossi Mata Lieris Lenosa Miyad, again, Rav Yossi Shita, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. So Choranus is a case where a man's time was manis, forced the girl to live with her, so there she didn't know it, she didn't prepare herself. So Chor, in such a case, why don't you have to wait 3 months? Maybe she became pregnant from this bia. So my answer is Elo Amar Rabba. Rabba says like this: a new svara that Kesavah Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi svara is like this: Isha Mezana. Anytime an isha has nus, whether she's doing it willingly or whether she's forced to do it, there's a svara mishapechas. She automatically turns around. She turns herself around. Kadesh Lo Tesaver. In order she's not become pregnant, like she knows she doesn't want to become pregnant. So true, she doesn't have a moich maybe prepared there, but even without a moich, even without a cotton dough, stand by yourself, she'll turn over to make like the zera to come out, that she should not become pregnant. Rashi says, Mishapechas, she yetza zera, for lo yukait, This could do on the moment. So any lady that has nus, even though she's forced, she'll do this also. For the Gemara of Edith, that's a good svara. Why does Reb Yehuda say we're afraid maybe she's pregnant? Teretz says Vidach, Reb Yehuda holds, Chayshinu and Shem aloy netapcha yofi yofa. We have to be afraid. True, she wants to do this. She would like to do it. But we have to be afraid maybe she didn't do a good job. Maybe when she turned over, she didn't stop the zera from coming in. So we have to be afraid maybe she's pregnant. So if Reb Yehuda holds any time the girl has nus, we have to be afraid maybe she's pregnant from that. We want to make sure to know who the father is, so we tell her she can't get married now to another man until she waits 3 months. And Reb Yosi's svara is, no, we're not afraid she's pregnant. Anytime she adds nus, it's nisapeches, and therefore she doesn't become pregnant. But then the Mishnah said, in a case where your man is your own daughter, since you chayiv mises bezdin, you're potter from paying kenas. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'lo yiyosan, onish yonish. That's the p'tur of kom lebri rabminei. Anytime you kill somebody that you chayiv misa, we say you're potter from paying money. Because of kom lebri rabminei. You only have to pay money if you're not chayiv misa. So that's for the Mishnah also. In a case where your man is your own daughter, that you chayiv mises bezdin, you're potter from paying kenas. For the Gemara of Omohok and Afkud, yes, come on to this posik. Mehosam Afkud, there's another posik for this. Posik says, Kedei Rishosoi. So we darshin, Mishum Risha Achasato Mechaivoi, Viato Mechaivi Mishum Shtei Rishois. Mishum Risha Achas means, even though you did something, that you should deserve back two punishments. The posik says, no, one punishment and that's all. Risha Achas, you only chayiv one punishment. Viato Mechaivi Mishum Shtei Rishois. And you don't get two punishments. So from that pasuk we know in a case where you have misa that you don't have to pay money. So why does the Mishnah say another pasuk of la'iyosan? Have the Gemara know we need both sukkim. Hatel yichoda, one pasuk is b'misa mamin. One pasuk is in a case where there's misa mamin. In other words, like I said in our Mishnah, in a case where your man is your own daughter, that you chayiv misa, then tak you need the pasuk of la'iyosan to say that you potter for money. The chodah, though, another posik is me malchus a moman. The posik of Kedei Rishos is talking about malchus. It's telling in the case when you do a lav that you get malchus for it, then you don't have to pay money. That's the chiddush. Most of the we need these two. We need these both sukkim. The Ashmina misa moman. Only from the posik of lo yosan of misa moman. I would tell you there, Mishum, the Iko ibn neshama. Here it's a terrible punishment you're getting. We're killing you. But since we're killing you, that's why we don't give you money. Since there's the Ibn Neshama, that's the sort to say you don't have to pay money. Shrashi Yesh Kan Einish Chomer V'daya B'kak. It's enough for that. Iman Shos Soy Lav and Neshama L'Orig. It's enough that we kill you, we don't make you pay money. Avo Malkus Amamin. But the case was time you did a laugh. Let's say you live with your sister. That is only Malkus involved. The lekki, but neshama, we don't kill you. Hey, maloi, maybe then you don't have a p'tur of kamloi. Maybe then we would give you malchus and mamon. Therefore, we need the second pasuk of Kedei Rishasai. Ah, you so let it just say the second pasuk. V'yashmi the malchus and mamon. If we would have just said the second pasuk of Kedei Rishasai, I would tell you maybe mishum de loicham yisurei. Maybe because you didn't do such a bad iser. The avera wasn't so bad. It's only an avera of a lav. But since you only did a lav, that's why we don't want to give you two punishments. That's why we'll only give you one, malchus and not the money. Avo misa mamon, tichom isurev, in the case where you killed somebody. Or here where your man is, you live with your own daughter, that's a terrible avera, yichai, misa for that. Maybe since the avera is so strong, the Torah wants you to get two punishments. Maybe then we would say you have to pay money and then get killed. Hey, maloi, maybe you would not say kamloi, tzricha. That's why I need these two psukim. Kisser and Echnam are two different psukim. One is telling me in the case of Mises Bezdin that you don't get mamon, and another pasuk is when you get malchus, also you don't have to pay money. For the Gemara, though, the Rav Neya we had before, the Yom that his sheet there is like your Mishalim. He holds all over when you do a Chayv Elavin, a malchus, you do get malchus and have to pay money. So you can have both of them. Siv so tati lomeli. According to him, why do we have to have two psukim? Kedei Rishosai and Loi Yosan. The Chur the Roni for Mammon and Misa. So what do you have to have two psukim? He holds by Malchus to Mammon, you do get both. So what do we need two psukim for? Have the Gemara tell you like this. Chodah, one of them is B'Misa Mammon. One of them is true for Misa Mammon. That's lo yiyosan. That when you have misa, you don't have to pay money. What does Rav Meir do with the pasuk there? Shasoi v'chada v'miso malchus. That's the pasuk. When you get misa and malchus, not that you have